Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in. Come on. We've got, for whatever reason, today, a lot of phone calls, and we like that. So if you want to get in here and voice your opinion, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Chris,
these are some of the best callers that we've ever had because they're all coming in. And maybe it's because it's Valentine's Day.
But what is Valentine's? It's not Valentine's.
It's just people
Day.
Are in a good mood.
It's not Valentine's Day.
Maybe people know that certain good things are going to happen today.
It's not Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Today is the 12th.
Yeah. Wait, which is Valentine's Day?
The 14th.
The 14th.
What's wrong with you?
It's Wait the same minute. Every year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's not the second
Thursday
of February.
So Valentine's Day is on Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, you have no, I did a whole Zadig stuff like you're too late.
I heard that.
Oh, you guys have time, guys.
I heard that. It's like, Christina wants me to grab an air check. Probably not that one.
I thought, you know what I'm thrown off? Because I think we were invited to go to a Valentine's Day dinner, and I just like, I just can't. I physically can't get out of this building until 8:30 because my deadlines are so brutal right now, and I am watching. Oh, I did see a good linebacker from Michigan yesterday, but
day on task.
I know. So
to focus.
So it's what's kind of like Valentine's Day.
No.
Like I said, it's the pregame.
This was all to explain why people are calling.
You don't
in.
Even know what date Valentine's Day. Is?
Well, the wife and I don't really celebrate Valentine's.
We don't either. We're not doing anything.
It's like I'm taking you to Tokyo. You're not getting anything. You know how expensive that is. You get nothing.
Wow.
If I'm not getting nothing, then you're not getting nothing. It's real simple.
Okay. It's
a very transactional Valentine's Day. Nice. Valentine's Day is the most transactional of all of all the holidays. Of all the holidays that God gave us,
so
Valentine's Day, it was in a book of Mark.
Let's remove your name and your wife's name to protect the guilty here. So if I'm not getting nothing, you're not getting nothing, and it's transactional, would that suggest that Valentine's Day...
Nobody's getting nothing.
It's not your Valentine's Day, but if it's just that's generally how Valentine's Day goes, isn't that like just doing the oldest profession? Like, hey, if I give you this,
Who am I to judge?
Then you'll give me that.
I'd rather not answer that.
So Saturday,
So
Saturday is going to be a lot of people being.
Yeah.
John, did he say something? I don't think I stuttered, Del. Valentine's Day is a transactional holiday. You can make a mistake and not do anything and see how that goes. Yeah.
So
now for me, we've been married a long time. We both are of the same mind. Like, we don't, this is fine. We don't need this.
That connected with me, that's what you're saying is that on Saturday, some people are going to be hoos. Because,
well, I didn't go that
well,
far.
What is the difference if it's
hey,
transactional?
Hey, Gallagher, quit smashing your watermelon squishes all over the place.
The guilty here. Some people will be doing things because they got something.
Yes.
Well, there will be expectations.
Huh.
Okay. Yes, Del. Yes. Huh. All of those. What,
so
you're
would,
just coming
so,
to this conclusion?
So would the people, doesn't have to, it could be, doesn't matter what gender. So would the people who got something and they are giving something up be considered hoos?
I mean, I don't call names.
Yeah.
It's kind of how the
Wait,
game's
why
played,
put
Del.
Labels? Why you
it's
put
how
labels?
The game is played. What are you doing? You just haven't had enough Valentine's Day experience.
No, I don't have anyone to worry about, I can ask these questions. Speak truth to power.
Yeah, well, now you're maybe this is something you're learning today.
No, I didn't learn
it. Yes, it's a transactional
holiday.
No,
I didn't learn it. I just wanted to point it out. I was aware.
It's not supposed to be, but that's what it's become.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, it is. That's what it's all about.
Well, I mean, actually, we get put on
the... Hey, just so you
give
know...
Give me something nice, and I'll give you something
hey,
nice.
Hey, just so you know, if you weren't planning on doing anything unless...
what did you just say?
Unless you got something nice, you know what you are.
Give me something nice, and I'll give you something nice.
Well,
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard a lot of false comments in this segment, actually.
I mean, got people being sugar babies on Saturday night. That's a nicer way of saying it.
I mean, see, you're trying to make it sound dirty. It's just an understood. It's not dirty. It's not bad. It's just what it is. It's what it is.
Del, do you have Jerome Tang ready?
Oh, I sent them.
You want to go to Tang?
I sent them that Tang,
or
too.
Or the callers.
Speaking of Tang, okay.
he's the worst.
He's terrible. He's so predictable, though.
Well, so Valentine's Day, the Cougs are hosting Kansas State.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. How are you gonna beat Kansas State?
Kansas State has one conference win.
They're 1-10.
And last night,
you know, Jerome Tang was on Scott Drew's staff with Baylor. He led them to as high as a number 5 spot in the, I think, in the AP top 5. He was number 5 at one point a few years back. Went to the tournament. Now, however, they haven't made the tournament the last 2 years, and this year is going to be 3 in a row unless something miraculous happens in the Big 12 tournament, because he is 1-10. The students were wearing Aldi trash bags on their head, at least like 7 students were.
Yeah.
And they got beat 31 at home by Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati, who's not great.
No.
Just beat the snot out of them. And next up is the Cougs. And this is Jerome Tang's entire press conference last night.
Hey, I'm going to honor Christ like I always do. Blessed to do this, but this was embarrassing. These dudes do not deserve to wear this uniform. There will be very few of them in it next year. I'm embarrassed for the university. I'm embarrassed for our fans, our student section. You know, it is just ridiculous. We got practice at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, and we will get this thing right. I
don't say I promise.
I have no answer and no words. So y'all got 2 questions. So whoever want to ask 2 questions, I'll answer them to the best of my ability right now. But right now, I'm like pissed. This is all right. Questions. They got some pride, man. They got some pride. It means something to wear a K-State uniform. It means something to put on this purple, man. Our everything this university is about and all that it's been about. Why I love this place, man. Like they don't love this place, so they don't deserve to be here.
Wow.
He just now, failed that whole thing.
Now he's got the Cougs on Saturday.
So, I misspoke. They got beat 29, not 31. But so here's what's not being said in that press conference. He's got a buyout that's the 12th highest buyout in college basketball. If they were to buy him out right now, it's to the tune of $14.7 million. It would be the highest in the history of college basketball. If they buy him out. And what he basically said is his players don't deserve to wear the uniform. Now, let me tell you, when you air your players out like that publicly, that's a really bad look. You can say it to their faces. You don't go out on a press conference and try to distance yourself. We talked about this with Ime. This is way worse than Ime's ever done. He said his players don't deserve to wear the uniform, and most of them won't be in the uniform next year. You just don't say that publicly. Not if you're a leader. That's not something you say. And even if you believe that, you don't say it publicly, because you have to take a certain, you know, some things have to stay in-house. This dude's got a $14.7 million buyout that Kansas State is going to have to fade. They may have to give it to him now because I mean, he's going to hit reset on the roster one way or another. He's going to have to bring in probably 10 new guys, either from their portaling out or he's portaling them out, one or the other. Or they're, you know, leaving because they're seniors. He's probably going to have to come with at least 10 new players next year. And, you know, good luck. Good luck trying to portal that many players in. But I can't believe he said that publicly about his team.
Yeah, well,
they don't deserve to wear the uniform, and most of them won't be here next year. Like, dude, you're still in the middle of like, tell that to their faces. I'm sure he will. But I'm just saying, do you really want to say that to everybody? You really want to say that to parents? Everybody hears this. This is how you talk about their kids. So when you try to recruit, people can say, you're going to Kansas State? Did you hear? I'm just Mr. and Mrs. Jones. That's fine. But, you know, we want to make sure that we're here for your child, for your son. And we want to have his back, even in the tough times with adversity. Did you hear what Coach Tang said about his teams? I'm going to show you something real quick on my phone. That's how easy that is. That's how easy it is to dirty recruit him. Is when things get tough, he's gonna blow your kid out in the publicly. That's what he's gonna do.
Well, stupid. He's not the only one. Tad Boyle from Colorado, like scored 44 last night, got destroyed,
mm-hmm.
And Tad Boyle's like same thing. That was an ass, all-time ass whooping.
Well, I think some of these
coaches... And we are terrible.
Don't you think some of these coaches now are more frustrated because they have to deal with these players and their agents
demanding,
and then this is the result?
Yeah.
You know, now that I think about it, some of the frustration that's coming out is probably, man, F you. Your stupid-ass agent came to me and got all this money, and look how you're playing. Look at how you play. Probably there is actually... Because you have to rev share, too.
Yeah.
Probably there is some of that. Anytime you put a financial number next to someone's play, it becomes a really big deal. It becomes a really big deal when they have a number attached to them that you have to give them. I'll bet you some of that frustration he just showed is because he thinks guys aren't, you know, maybe have cared more about the money than the ball. I bet there's some of that going on.
Well, that's the guy you recruited, though. I mean, Kelvin Sampson.
Right, yeah.
He says, if a guy's worried about the money, he's out. We ain't recruiting him. If he's worried about the money, he ain't coming here. And maybe you know what? You make a deal with the devil, and guess what? You dance with him. Time to talk a little Billy right now. My man, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Billy is here for you, whatever plumbing issue you have, whatever you need, our guy Billy Brown is here for you. Our guy, Billy Brown, is going to make sure that your plumbing issues are taken care of. He's awesome, 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 awesome. He always stands behind his work. He's going to make sure that whatever it is that his guys do, that they do it perfectly, that they do it correct, that it's done well, and you get a fair price for it. The man's in business, right? So, I mean, yeah, you got to make a little bit, but doesn't have to kill you. Doesn't have to gouge you. Doesn't have to. You don't have to pay him just for showing up. That ain't happening. That ain't what Aqueduct Plumbing Company is about. I love the way Billy does it, and you will too. You got any plumbing issue, Lance? We've had plumbing issues. Billy's there.
Yeah, Billy's there. And big jobs, small jobs. There's something my wife wanted. There's a leak in the toilet underneath, and I'm like, we're not calling Billy. No. We're not doing this. I call him all the time for everything. I'm just going to get a handyman on this one. I don't want to air Billy, but I know that Billy would, if he hears this, he's going, no, what do you need? Yeah. Let's do that. Let's get our guys out there. That's how they are with you. They'll get their guys out there. They got a lot of trucks. They get out to where you are very, very quickly, and they do an amazing job, and they're very transparent with fair pricing. And they never charge you just to come out and diagnose the issue. It's our good friend over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Billy Brown owns it, but the workers like family because we've had him out so much. AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store. You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we got two Chris's on hold. Let's get them in here. 713-780-3776. Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, hi. Good morning, guys. Listening to that Dana Brown sound earlier this morning when he was asked about the infielders, Dana said that competition was good. And I was like, you know what? That's a great idea. You know, why do we need to get rid of our second best hitter in Esoc? So I did a little digging on stats, and when I say this, I'm meaning this with all sincereness. Let's not listen to or look at the names. Let's not look at the back of the baseball card. We're just going to talk stats from last year, okay? So with Carlos playing 42 more games than Esoc, Carlos hit 7 less home runs than Esoc, and had 1 less RBI than Esoc. So I know Carlos is lifelong Houston legend, but right now I think Esoc is the better player. I mean, why is it set in gold other than the valuable mound visits that Carlos has? You know, why is it set in gold that Carlos is going to be starting opening day.
But don't hang up. Don't hang up. What are you going to do with Carlos? Just put him on the bench?
No.
Well, I'm asking Chris. Like, no, what do you want to do?
It's a good question. It's a good question, but you know, let's have our best infield starting, and then make it a competition, like he said. I mean, where are you going to put Isak if you're going to play Carlos? I mean, it can go both ways. You know, I kind of like to see Carlos do well this year, and maybe have Isak over at first if Christian starts out slow again.
Yeah, we would all love that. I mean, it shouldn't be Carlos versus Paredes, though. It should be. If we're going to do this game, if we're going to play this game, it should probably be Christian Walker versus Paredes.
Well, there's plenty of at-bats to go around for everybody. Plenty of at-bats.
Well, there is if you're willing to have Paredes on the bench as your new, you know, as your new, I hate to say Dubon. I mean, he's not actually a utility player.
No, but he can play second. He can play third. He can play first.
Yeah, he's an infield utility player.
He can DH. You know, This thing, competition, it ain't a competition. You need depth. You don't need just, we got four infielders, Carlos, Pena, Altuve, and Walker. No, you don't. You need more than that. You got it. And by the way, Yordan, you know, he gets hurt. So this thing that, we got, you know, it's what a glut. No, it's not a glut. You actually have. You know what? It's nice to have a little depth there.
Yeah, but do you think that Jim Crane, and I don't know this, I'm just asking, because we're like, why in the world are you in a hurry to get rid of a guy who fits this, especially this building? Do you think that, I know it's a one-year deal, but do you think any of it has to do with the fact that he's going to make $9.35 million and he's not a starter?
Well, I mean, Doobie's, what, 5 or 6?
You have a club option, so you're basically, you know, that the club option means you can get out of it if you don't move him. It's $13.35 million, which maybe he becomes your full-time first baseman next year. I don't know. The Walker move, it seems like anybody you go and try to get at first base now is a problem. But, you know, you could argue that this makes him more valuable. You have 2 years of club control at a grand total of $22.7 million. So maybe it makes him easier to trade. You and I both believe that that's why the Astros did what they did, why they came to an agreement, because it makes him easier to trade. He's a known commodity contractually over the next 2 years. But I wonder if Jim Crane just says,
They have a need. They have a roster left-handed bat, and they need an outfielder.
Yeah,
so
no,
that's
no,
the,
that's
that's
true.
The main reason he's out there.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's true. That's true. I'll bet you who they get back costs less than him.
I don't know.
It should. They should. No. I mean, honestly, I'm looking for young players. I'm okay if the Astros don't. The all-in thing is over. We're done with that. This needs to be about trying to field the most competitive team you can relative to a big picture build up, because your old stuff, it's done. The old Astros, that run was great, but it doesn't mean you have to go in a tank like we've seen the Astros do before. You and I watched it after the 04 World Series. It was a slow decline into terribleness, into terribility, and it doesn't need to be that. You don't have to just bottom out. You can actually reset if you do it wisely, if you keep adding young players, you know. Hopefully Cole, hopefully Cam Smith. These guys are going to be, you know, big factors this year, I'm hoping. You need a young arm or two to step up. So if you have a chance to make moves that add to your core of young players, I'm always good with that. Even if you don't win the division, even if you don't make the playoffs, I'm good with it as long as you're always working to try to become a championship team again.
I would hate for them to become the Carlos Lee Astros.
Yeah, it was awful. You had no future, and you were declining.
You got some older players now. You got Altuve, Hader's up there, Christian Walker is up there.
And they're expensive, too.
Yeah.
Well, relatively speaking, Christian Walker doesn't cost you an arm and a leg, but still.
No, you're. I mean, no, you don't want to get older, but I don't know. They needed to make a move. What they needed was Paredes to play left field is what they needed. I don't know why that's still not even in question. Why not put him out there and hit 1,000 balls at him a day and see what happens? I mean, he's better than Zach Cole. You know what? Put Cam Smith in center, put Zach Cole in right, and let's go. Let's go. I mean, if you could move Altuve to left field, you could certainly move Paredes to left field.
Mm-hmm.
That's to me, that's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. The other Chris is here. Chris in the Woodlands, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. Real quick, I don't, about the Rockets, I don't like bringing up Tari Eason too much. Do you guys know how many games he's played this year?
Tari Eason? Of their 53, I would say.
53 games?
There's 53 total games. Well, do you have the answer? I can guess.
Yeah, I
do. Okay, he's played 50. There's been 53 total games. My guess is I'm going to say 33.
I'm going to say less.
22, bro. 22.
Well, that's not correct.
Hold on. Dell just.
It's 31.
Yeah, pull it up.
He's played. Dell said he's played 31.
I got it on Basketball Reference. 31 games.
All right, Google AI told me this morning 22.
Can't trust
him. That's 20. Yeah, that's like 40% of the games missed. And we talked to about him being a good three-point shooter and how Rafael Stone wants to keep him around. But my bigger issue is this. When the Texans have bad offense, we do talk about CJ, but we also talk about the OCs. Do basketball teams like the NBAs have OCs? Because I feel like when Reed or whoever brings up the ball, the offense becomes two wings out at the corner three, a screen, Alperin driving to the lane and screaming as he throws up a layup and then misses his free throws, or KD getting the ball. I don't feel like we have a good offense. And is there somebody that runs the offense for us? Can we maybe switch up what we're doing? I don't know. It just feels like I saw last night a few double screens for Reed to get threes, and that didn't work. And then KD turned the ball over. But I hate Tari Eason, man. I hope he's gone. If his mom puts out stuff on Twitter. Anyway, I just want to see, what do you guys, is there an OC for the Rockets? I'm frustrated with the Rockets right now. You guys can tell. I don't want to wait till next year. The caller, Stafford, who called in, you're a bum. I don't want to wait till next year. We need to win now. We were the number two seed last year. We're not going to take this whole wait till next year approach when KD's even older. But I don't know. Would you guys maybe comment on who runs the offense and who sets that up? And I'll hang up and listen.
Stafford's a bum. What was that?
He doesn't like.
What 50 Cent do to you?
He don't like the call.
He's not a bum.
I wouldn't call him a bum.
He'd call him a crumb bum.
He just doesn't like his opinion on we're going to toss this season aside just because Fred isn't around.
Not just Stafford, if you want to come back, you're more than welcome.
It is Thursday. He got some shade thrown on him.
It is. There was some throw shade Thursday there. There's no question. I don't know who their OC is.
Yeah, I don't know who they designate. We know it's Reed and React. We don't know who.
Read and react.
Who designed what they do.
It's not shock and awe.
No.
For sure. It's read.
No one's awed by the Rockets offense.
By the way, I've officially entered. Ooh, this is not a good time in my life. I've officially entered Vietnam documentary. Netflix Vietnam documentaries. And the turning point, it's a good one, but still, once you hit Vietnam documentaries, your Netflix algorithm just says, he's here. Guys,
you're done with World War II.
He's here. He's turning now point. Officially in documentary. Oh. Yeah, I'm done with World War II. That's why my wife, we're in Tokyo. She goes, we need to go to. It's Hiroshima, by the way, not Hiroshima. We need to go to. She said Hiroshima. I had to tell her. I said it's Hiroshima. She said I want to go there. I said I don't want to go there. I already watched a documentary. I'm good. Well, we need to go there. There's a museum. I don't care about dumb museums. I'm going to Osaka. That's where it's popping. Okay?
That's where.
I'm going to Osaka. You take a day trip to Hiroshima and sit in your museum the whole day and read about World War II. I already lived it on a documentary.
You're going to see Mara-san there, don't you?
No, I just want to go see Osaka. Osaka's where it's popping. Bun told me you got to go to Osaka. Who am I going to listen to, Bun B or my wife? About something cool in Japan. Who am I listening to? My wife, who's never been there, or Bun, who's been there multiple times. Bun B wins over my wife when it comes. What should we do? I don't know. Maybe go in a museum and just read stuff? Else is there to do?
Osaka.
It's going to be Osaka. That's my day trip.
What was her name in Shogun? Maru-san?
Mariko.
Yeah, I saw her.
Although she got a little sassy at the end.
She got what?
What do you mean sassy?
She like tried to be bossy.
What are you saying? Perhaps Mariko is just a character and Anna is the person you don't know anything about.
No. Oh, yeah, that's a real person.
Yeah, that's a real person. So that's whatever, it's called acting.
Well, you say Mariko all the time, but you make me think
because
of the
you don't know her name.
I don't, yeah.
Why would I say Anna? Well, say her name.
Just say the actress who played Mariko.
Well, fine, the actress who plays Mariko is named Anna Sawai.
Well, but we don't know that. That's
see,
like
I told
Kim
you, don't
Wexler
know.
Is Kim Wexler, and there's nothing. That's true.
It's Reese Seahorn. I know that. But you're not gonna get Mariko if you talk to her. So maybe Anna has always been sassy, as you like to put it.
Me and Mariko were hanging out.
You were after.
Yeah, he was. He does have a picture of her. Yeah.
Did you ask her? Are you more like Anna or Mariko?
I didn't ask her anything.
Oh, okay.
We just hang out. That's why.
Did
we
he have a picture of her with him, or did he just take a picture of her while she was standing someplace? Okay. Lance made it sound like you guys posed for a picture together.
It sounded like that.
Yeah, but that's not what happened.
He made it seem like that.
You don't know.
No, you show the picture. You were standing away from her. You took a picture.
I was actually creeping.
Yeah.
You're just not getting any judgment over here.
Mm-mm.
We're fine with it. I am fine with it. I don't want to speak for you, Dell, but Dell's kind of a creep, so I don't think
we're fine with San Jack, too.
Yeah, of course we are. Sanjack.edu. That's the website. If you don't go there, you won't know what's there. And just on the website, they'll tell you they're number two in the community college game in the nation, sanjack.edu. They have six campuses, so multiple locations for learning. They have over 200 associate degree and certificate plans that you can take advantage of. And we're talking about everything from the arts, humanities, construction, science, teaching, I mean, literally food and beverage, everything that you can possibly think of. I was actually blown away by all the different things that they had available to them, available to you, I should say. So if you want to change a career, there are so many new career paths that you can take advantage of. And the best way to do it is to get started on your new career at San Jack, sanjack.edu. They've got remote learning for certain degree programs and certificates. And then they've got in-person campus where they've got six different campuses where you can go in and you can get started on changing your career. I want you to be happy with what you're doing. I want you to make the money you want to make. I want you to get the benefits. I want you to benefit from having a career that you enjoy going into every morning instead of just punching in and hating your job and then hate listening with us and hoping that we make you happy, which we do every day. But that's a lot of pressure on us. I just want you to be happy with the job you have, and that's where San Jack can be a big game changer for you. No matter how old you are, no matter what you think, you can still be fearless and change it all up at sanjack.edu.
ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. John and Lance along with Dell. Pretty much, you guys are running the show. What? I don't know. We're calling each other bums now? Is that what we're doing on this show?
I mean, we've called each other worse.
It just seems a little aggressive.
Nah, I think it's the right tone. You disagree with someone because...
You're a bum. You crumb bum.
They've got more of a patient approach to a season, and you're like, you know what? I'm living and dying. How long are we going to have a Kevin Durant at this level, and we're losing games to the Clippers?
And quite frankly, that is the case here. You went out and got Kevin Durant. We ain't sitting around, Rafael Stone, going, man, we had some injuries. Maybe it's not our year. What? No. You went and got Kevin Durant to win, and to win now. I don't want to give up young talent, but what in the hell... I mean, Jose Alvarado is the perfect example. What did they give up for Jose Alvarado?
It out. A guy who was out of the rotation.
And that's exactly what you needed, too. I mean, goodness gracious. Oh, well. Who's up? We got is this another Julian? Not the usual Julian? This is a different Julian. All right. We got a different Julian on the show. What's up, different Julian?
Yeah, this is not that Julian. Yeah, I'm not the truck driving Julian. Now I was going to turn this into a travel show. Now that Lance started talking about Japan,
let's go.
I went last year. I got to tell you though, I'll keep it in sports a little bit. I don't know what time you're going, Lance, but what went to see the Yomiuri Giants in the Tokyo Dome. Now the dome itself is pretty boring. It's like the Astrodome on the inside. It's symmetrical and all that, but the way the fans. The way they interact with the game and playing, like, and they have like drums and they're always singing and chanting. Like, that's really cool. You got to check that out if you go to Japan. And I'll say also on Hiroshima, I know you don't want to go, but if you're going to be in Osaka, it's a quick trip down there. It's actually really cool. It's a really nice place. You know, you wouldn't think, but I would actually recommend going.
Maybe I'll hit them both.
I love to travel stuff.
Yeah, maybe I'll hit them both. Yeah, Hit me up in direct message on
How
Twitter
close so to can... the cheerleaders were you, Julian, when you were at the game?
Oh, yeah, they have cheerleaders.
So, you're talking about the cheerleaders that walk around with the keg on their back? Yeah, they walk around constantly. It's really cool. They just fill your beer right there with the keg on their back.
So, wait, they got kegs of beer on their back?
Yep. What? They walk around in you kind of like cheerleader outfits, and they have it like a backpack with beer in it. And they just fill you up.
Now, that's an idea. Put girls in cheerleader outfits, put beer on their back, and let them walk around and fill your beer up. Now, what the hell? I mean, that sounds like it's an awesome idea. Why aren't we Japan? I don't get it. We got to move to Japan if they got cheerleaders with beer on their back.
They don't want you. That's the thing.
Are you sure
they
about that?
They don't want you.
I think they might.
No, you're a rude American. You are the epitome of what they don't want. Listen to what you do. Everything you do means I'm surprised. Japan's going to put a no travel. Don't ruin it for the rest of us. Let me just put it that way.
So as I understand it, like, you know, even if there's no cars on the street, if it doesn't say walk, they don't walk. They don't walk. They don't cross the street, which immediately I would be like,
No. Yeah, you don't. There's no trash cans. You're supposed to carry a plastic bag with you to put your trash in. It is considered extremely rude to eat or drink on the street, and definitely you're not supposed to do a lot of looking at your phone either.
Yeah.
Well, which you have to do some. I mean, if you're an American, you're trying to get around. There's no way around it. But you're not supposed to eat and drink on the street. You definitely don't have trash out on the street.
And then there's no English translations on the street. You got to find your way with just Japanese writing. It's not like, you know, not like here where we translate everything to Spanish.
Ooh,
you know,
not everything. I don't know about that. I don't have everything translated in Spanish.
Well, we do have a lot of signs that
we pretty much do our thing. You got to be in a certain area, maybe.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'd get your Google Maps going. You'd be all right.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. John, you shouldn't go. This is not for you.
Well, I'm not going now because of Frankie.
Good.
Thanks, Frankie. No, I'm not going to go and be rude American.
Yeah, send me a message. I don't doubt Wendy would be on her best behavior. No one's vouching for you.
I think I should be. Maybe I should even be the ambassador to Japan.
Who's ambassador? The U.S.'s ambassador.
Literally, some kind of trade war immediately.
Yes. No, me ambassador to Japan. That would be sweet.
Yeah, I got a feeling. Like, I watch a lot of those intrigue, spy, thriller movies when you got people in different countries and you have to work with the delegates and politicians. I got to imagine if we're talking about trades, like if the Japanese government decides you're too reckless to let roam the streets and they take you in and they talk to their American counterpart, the American counterpart's going to be like, you know what? You can have him. Do what you want with him. Hmm. Like, there's nothing of – he's not really a value to us. So we're not going to give anything, any concessions to you because you have them. Just do what you want. If you want to turn him into, I don't know, a factory worker, whatever it takes.
Or a geisha girl.
Well, I don't know if they would like him as a geisha girl.
I don't think so. Too sassy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure loud. I'd be a good geisha girl.
You wouldn't submit, so they wouldn't do that. But, hey, you can have him. Look, fine. Take him. An American citizen trapped in Japan – we'll deal with the consequences.
Yeah. Lance, I am looking right now at a 1972 curling competition, Olympic curling competition.
Mm-hmm.
Dude is rolling the stone with a cigarette in his mouth.
In the Olympics. Now, that was 72.
I'm sure, Del, you're wrong on this. If a dude can roll the stone.
That's in 1972. We're talking 50 years ago, over 50 years ago now.
So that's all right. Lance could do it. The game hasn't changed.
I'm not going to have a cigarette. He could do it in 72,
maybe.
It's not like baseball. It's not like football, basketball.
Better athletes.
The game hasn't changed.
The athletes are better.
The same.
The equipment and the athletes are better.
No, the equipment's the same. We're still rolling the same stones. And I'm used to this stone anyway instead of the other one. I mean, I would be if I did it, but
you wouldn't survive.
I'm not used to the other stone.
You're not,
so it doesn't matter.
You don't have the ability.
Guess we'll never know unless I take it up and go to Nicaragua.
Well, that's the other thing. He has no drive.
Nicaragua.
You heard him talk about his life and job he has. He's got no drive. There's
nothing
inside
of him. I have drive.
No, you don't.
I sit in a chair most of the time. But if I'm the one doing this.
He's got no
drive. How hard is this?
He's got no drive.
It's easy. It's just touch.
He doesn't have what it takes inside to be a great athlete.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Well, but it's curling.
He wouldn't
win.
He's
not a great athlete.
He would break. Because when it didn't go
in. I'm looking at these guys that just won.
See, you don't understand, John. You
keep telling him, John.
John, as soon as
Lance could do it.
I could do it.
No, he wouldn't, because as soon as it went poorly. 2-1,
you're out.
As soon as it went poorly.
The only sport he could do.
No, he wouldn't be able to do that either.
100% curl.
As soon as it went poorly.
I'm not the broomer.
He would quit. You would quit.
It wouldn't go poorly.
You don't have it in you to fight through adversity.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Easily.
He doesn't. You know this, John.
Remember when we didn't have a microwave for a long time for my factory meals? Sure. I just went and bought stuff from the conservatory downstairs.
That's not an example.
Yeah.
That's not
I still
an example.
Got through it.
That's not an example. John, you know he doesn't have any drive.
When we didn't have water. Our water thing is always out. What'd I do? Go downstairs and got some. We only have water in the whole building.
Or you could just bring water from home in a jug.
What does this have to do with curling?
I'm telling you, he thinks he has. He's not making great points. He doesn't
respond
to adversity
well. It upsets you so badly that I believe and John believes I could curl.
I don't. John doesn't believe in you.
He believes it. He keeps saying it.
I actually believe
he actually believes it.
He couldn't curl.
Yes.
There's no chance.
No. It just
he's got bad. He's got
the only
good form.
He could possibly
do. It's not. He couldn't.
I've got good form. I've got good touch. I've played shuffleboard before.
Shuffleboard
on the.
And you just slide
on
Bell,
the,
this
you know,
is
the sand
one thing.
That you put
John,
the sand
I
on the
know
wood.
What the sport is, and I still don't think he can do it. It's not like it's a sport I don't know about. It's not like you're telling me something
you
I don't know about.
You don't watch any curling. You don't even know whether
the I've seen
know.
It. Everyone has seen it because
for those
we
who don't know, Dell doesn't think I believe I could make a Latin American curling team. I'm not saying like one of the real curling hotbeds.
This is a little racist, by the way.
Well, because they don't curl much.
But if they did get a team together, you wouldn't get on it.
It's not racist.
Yeah, he would.
I'm assuming
he could,
that we're on a level playing field.
The Nicaraguan
if
team.
If the country of Nicaragua.
Qualify,
I'm not saying that we're right. If that country decided 4 years from now they wanted a curling team, you wouldn't make the team.
100% would.
No, you wouldn't.
If I had 2 months, 3 months to train,
you know
100%.
I'll go with the.
Here's the problem. I just don't think that we'll qualify for the Olympics.
I'll go with the country's name that I can say.
Okay.
If El Salvador 4 years from now decided
not
they
a
wanted
problem.
A curling team,
and I'm more long-limbed than the Guatemalans. So if Guatemala has a curling team, and I'm kind of long-limbed.
Dell, I'm looking at this curling.
John, I know what the sport is.
I know, but he looks like
I look like a curler.
He looks like
I've
a curler.
I've got a curling look.
What, white and unathletic?
Yeah. Yes.
Pretty much.
Curl.
But I'm telling you, you're insulting them. They would
curl,
kick
baby,
his ass.
Curl.
He would never make a team.
They wouldn't. They pray I don't come out there and wreck
you're not
Latin
even,
America
he's
or
not
South
even
America
a great,
with curling.
He's not even a great frisbee golfer.
Here's the problem.
I'm okay.
Here's the problem.
I'm
believe
okay.
this. If Lance grew up in a curling family,
yes.
Lance would be
100%.
A curling
curler.
Family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
You don't think in Minnesota and North Dakota or you know places – of that
he
ilk.
Just grew up in a Kansas family.
Yeah.
That
we do
you know,
football
had
stuff.
No curling desire.
We didn't curl there. You don't curl. And farmers off of Kansas. My family didn't start with curling.
Right.
You know, could I irrigate a cornfield? Could I work in a wheat field? Yeah, I'm sure
I'm
I could.
The Team
I could try to drive a combine if I wanted.
I'm
to.
On the Team USA roster right now.
Well, I can't
right
make
now.
USA. I didn't start early enough.
The majority
I haven't even technically started.
Yeah, no chance. The majority of the team was born in Minnesota. Minnesota's
a
no, curling
hotbed.
Hot
that's
yes.
where curling is.
Yeah, it's a curling hotbed.
See, he grew up in Houston. There's no he had no chance.
It's not my fault.
I'm you know what? If I grew up in the bocce ball family, right? Mm-hmm. I think I would have been
I don't
a
know,
great
man.
Bocce.
I'm looking at some of these curlers like Corey Dropkin of Southborough, Massachusetts. You have no shot. This guy much more athletic than you.
Well, he's younger. I'm not young like Corey Dropkin anymore.
He's 30.
Yeah, he's 30. This
you
guy's been doing
be
it
young,
since he
though.
Was probably 7. He's been curling for 23 years. I'm not comparing him to. I'm comparing myself to somebody from Nicaragua,
where they haven't had. They have zero
from
experience
El Salvador.
Too.
Yeah, they have zero experience. Why are you putting them ahead of me? You don't even know those people.
He wouldn't beat them. I know you. Beat them. That's the
they
point.
Don't have the
I don't have to have never met someone.
We're starting from ground floor.
Salvador, right. Guatemala.
You can get as mad as you want. Why are you mad, bro?
I'm not mad.
You mad, bro?
I'm just talking over you. I'm
you
not
mad, bro?
I'm pointing out. I don't have
the curling gene.
He doesn't either.
Can you believe curling sets him off like this? Of all the things we talk about.
He doesn't either. He doesn't have the curling gene either.
The fact that John Cosine's.
He's white.
I kind of am my blood.
I'm looking at it.
We're not Minnesota people, but
the only prerequisite is you have to be white.
Do
you ever see a movie called Black Men Can't Curl? Does anyone say Black Men Can't Curl? White Men Can't Jump.
Does China have a curling team?
Probably.
No.
Yeah,
yes,
they're good
they
at everything.
Do.
I never said I could play for China.
Well, did China ever win a medal?
I don't keep track of curling.
No,
I don't know.
They don't beat the white people.
There's no way they're beating the white
people. Here's the powerhouses. Without even knowing, I know. Scandinavia, Norwegia, I would say Denmark probably curls pretty well. Sweden is probably pretty good
great
at curling.
Curlers.
We're
great
probably
curlers.
Great curlers. You know, anyone Scandinavian, Canada's going to curl their
asses
off.
Oh, you guys, so dumb and so uninformed.
What?
Japan won a silver in the last Olympics.
Yeah, Japan's good at everything.
Wait.
Silver?
Oh, I said this
Asian
country.
And they can also skate.
You said it's for white people. An Asian country won a medal.
Yeah, but mostly. Did they win a gold? Did they win a gold? Who won the gold, Dell? Who won the gold?
The British.
Nicaragua?
No,
the British.
White as white can be.
They're black.
Well,
what are you talking about? They're black people.
Not as many.
Well, in Britain.
And there's it's originally. Heavily, there's a lot more Indian, South Asian have moved there. But still, what are they known for? Pasty.
But
they're known
I've
for the tea.
Debunked,
they're known for tea.
We've already debunked your thought and your theory. If the Japanese can win in curling, it's not
the
strictly
Japanese
a white
can
sport.
Do good.
I have a theory.
Anything
Japanese
they
are white.
No,
Japanese
what?
Are white.
Oh,
people.
Boy. No.
Well, technically.
Technically what?
Okay.
Well, there's ethnicity and then there's race.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Don't
well,
get started.
China. China has won medals in curling.
Sure. Because they get after it. Because they get after
then,
it.
Again.
They want to be great at everything. I want to go somewhere where we're like, it's not really our thing. Because then I'll be like, good, I got a leg up. It shouldn't bother you this bad that John believes in me. It shouldn't bother you so bad.
I don't care that John believes
in
you.
This has shown everyone what a hater you are.
I don't think much of John's opinions on anything, so I don't care that he believes in you. The fact that John believes in you solidifies my belief. You have no shot.
You know what? I'm used to people doubting me. That's fine.
And the haters are right. You know what? The haters are right.
You know what? The haters wrote to me, and guess what? I ain't writing back.
I wouldn't use that. Look what happened to Gino.
Look at Lance. You are popping right now.
I am popping.
Because you got Dell haters.
Because I got haters. I know. I feel like the Robert Saleh of curling.
Yeah. Look how that went for him in New York.
Well, he got another job, didn't he?
We'll see how it goes in Tennessee.
Got another job.
It's going to go great. You know what else is going to go great? Underdog.
Brr! That's right. Underdog fantasy. Lower high. Did you go higher turnovers for Kevin Durant? Well, he got there quick. He's averaging over 5 a game in the last 4. So continue pounding the higher on turnovers if that's an actual stat they have. You know, basketball's here. Underdog fantasy is awesome because you're watching these basketball games. You see a game that's going to be on Amazon a Thursday night or Tuesday night basketball, I guess, and you see it like, oh, wow, or a Thursday night game on ESPN, and you say, I'm going to watch this. Oh, you know what I should do? I should open up my Underdog app, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play on Underdog Fantasy. I'm going to download the app. I'm going to use promo code Lance, my first deposit. When you do, you're going to get $75 in bonus funds deposited into your account after you play your first $5. And it's so easy that you pick a variety of different stats where you go higher or lower. The more players you put together, or you can do teams winning also, but the more you put together, 3, 4, 5, the higher the payouts go. And it can go as high as 5,000 times your original play. That's bananas. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas, and they're waiting for you. Just simply go to Underdog Fantasy, use promo code Lance. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance.
ESPN 97.